Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go. Yo, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. He played easy trivia for Lunchbox and ended up winning, and it really bothers him that his hair is thinning. Here is Eddie, everybody.
Hey, so I got to tell you, Abby came on last week and talked about a show that she saw. She recommended it. I was like, that sounds cool. I checked it out. It's called 11-22-63.
22-63.
It's like the date, I guess, John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
Yes.
And it is awesome. I got, man, Abby, really? What a good recommendation. I'm 5 episodes in out of 8, I think. And, dude, I can't stop watching it.
What platform?
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
But here's the deal. It's not like on a front page of Hulu. You got to search it out.
The numbers are hard to remember, though.
I know.
11-22-63.
And it's 11.22.63.
Yeah, that's how dates are written.
Oh. Right? Dot? No, dashes.
Oh,
thank God. Her.
Oh, actually,
hey, Abby, maybe, how did you find the show?
.org.
Someone called in and suggested it.
And
yeah, but it's also based on Stephen King's novel, the book.
Oh, so he wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
Got it. And you finish it?
Oh, yeah. I finished it in like one day.
Is it new?
Yeah, it's new.
It's from 2016. That's why I don't know how we haven't heard of it. It came on Hulu in 2016.
Oh. I don't think Hulu existed in 2016.
Yeah, it did.
Really?
Well, I looked it up.
That's why I couldn't find it. Back in the archive.
Also,
It is. 2016 is. Yeah.
Then you know what? Bring it back to life. It's so good. And James Franco's in it. Forgot about that guy.
Oh, he was great.
Because he got canceled.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Not in 2016, right?
Student.
No.
So what do we do with shows like that?
Well, I think it's before they were canceled.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Yeah, moving on. Sometimes it's hard for him to let things go, like his car he should have traded in years ago. Here's Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Guys, we went to the St. Jude thing this past weekend, and I just wanted to say, I never thought Scuba would be that guy, but Scuba is that cool for school guy. We had the costume contest, and it's a whole party.
Did you dress up?
Dressed up.
What were you?
I was a fat, overweight security guard, like a lazy security guard. You know, like you go somewhere and you're like, that's a security guard? What are they going to do? So my belly's hanging out, my butt's hanging out.
Did you make up the costume?
No, it's something I bought. Hilarious. Yeah. It's called Shabby Security Guy. And so we all show up to go to the party, and everybody's dressed up. Scuba, just in a Halloween t-shirt. He goes, I'm an adult. I don't wear costumes.
Oh.
And it's like, dude, this is a Halloween party. Why are you too cool for school?
For kids, too, by the way, right?
Like, why? Yeah, why?
Well, I haven't worn a Halloween costume in I don't even know how long. So I wore a Halloween Horror Nights shirt. I figured that would still be fine.
A what?
A Halloween Horror Nights?
He went to a haunted house one time and he bought a t-shirt from it. And that was his costume. Okay. And it's like, dude, come on.
Did you feel ridiculous dressing up?
I don't know. I've just never. I think the last time I dressed up probably when I was 11, 12. It's just been a very long time and just haven't had.
Do you have Halloween based trauma?
Family trauma and any holiday that ended terribly. So no. I just kind of don't really pay attention to holidays.
And that's what you dressed as, trauma.
Trauma, exactly.
I mean, it was just like, dude, trauma over here. Come on.
Yeah,
everybody dressed up.
I'll side with Lunchbox a little bit on this. Like, if everybody's dressing up, you kind of need to dress up.
I just go to Goodwill and grab a, you know, cowboy hat and something.
Hey, be a fat security guard.
Hey, people loved my outfit, man.
It was cool.
All right, thank you, Lunchbox. Amy. She may not be very good at driving, but when she's not on the road, she's definitely thriving. Here's Amy.
So I did a double feature movie night with the kids, and it was so much fun. We even had a little intermission where we refilled on snacks. And
in between movies or at each movie? In between.
So like we started the movie with some snacks, and then I had like a grape slush Sonic drinks delivered to the house for intermission, and they thought I was the coolest mom in the world, like in between the movies.
Did they think that, or did you think they think that?
Well, I felt that way.
Okay, good. Yeah, makes
sense. I felt like I was being really cool. And we watched My Spy first, which is such a cute movie. I love it. It's got...
not Spy Kids?
No. It's like this, The Rock kind of type character, but it's Dave Bautista.
Oh, Bautista. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's this hardened CIA agent guy that...
Don't ruin it.
I'm not.
Uh-oh.
There's... Like, okay.
I would just say, I would just rate it and move on.
There's him, you're and done. Then there's this cute girl, 9-year-old girl.
And what would you rate it?
Oh, 4 out of 5.
Okay, and then the other one was?
Elemental. Mm-hmm. It's the Pixar one where there's all the earths, there's earth, fire, water.
Like the elements?
Wind, the elements.
You ever see that movie?
Oh, Elemental. Yeah, we watched that.
What'd you think of it?
I didn't make this.
What'd you think of it?
We gave it, I don't know if maybe we were just a little more tired at this point coming down, but I gave it 3 out of 5 because I felt like my skids, it up next to My Spy was a little difficult because that one was so cute.
Okay, cool.
Double feature's tough, though. Yeah.
That's a long
movies.
Time.
I agree.
I mean,
if I watch 2 football games, I'm, by the middle of that second one, I'm a little bit like, do I even value myself as a human? I just feel gross. But good for you. You had slushes and... Kids were happy.
Yeah, popcorn.
It's like what that story said yesterday. Divorced parents spend more time like trying to make sure they connect with their kids than sometimes parents that are together because they feel like, well, the kids are here anyway. We'll connect at some point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at you. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his football team is on a little bit of a skid. He's about to flip his lid. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I do want to talk about the iPhone for a second. We're all iPhoners, right? No yes. Androids in here?
Yeah.
So, a newly discovered glitch, and this would drive me absolutely crazy, is making people late for work. People are noticing their phones are randomly shutting off in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That is... Oh, I'd be so upset.
That would mess me up for sure.
When the phone is off, the alarm isn't on, so the alarm won't wake them up. So, people have been late for work. People have been going all over the internet going, my phone just shut off. Which leads to my thing, because that story is from Lad Bible. I don't have the new iPhone. I have probably 2 iPhones back. My screen's cracked. I can't find one in, because I'm only going to get the one that has the most... like storage, because we got a lot of videos and stuff we put on them. But my phone sucks now. It's like when they trade and went to a new model, it freezes.
Exactly.
Dies super
fast. I was never the person that believed that was part of it, but it's like there's a destroy button they push.
Did you see the text that I tried to send you? And you were like, what, did you get scammed? The same thing. I can't send pictures to anyone.
Oh, yeah. Eddie sent me some file that looked like he was trying to send a Trojan horse into my phone and steal everything. And I said, hey, do I need to open this? It was just a picture. I deleted it. I never saw what it was.
It was just a picture, and I think they're doing that with me, too. I'm like, I don't want a new phone.
Well, so I would say you could probably use this excuse, even if it didn't happen, for the next week to all of our listeners. Just say your iPhone went out and then not here, but find the story, link it, and send it to your boss. Be like, this is what's up. So, all right, thank you, guys. Let's get the show started now. Appreciate you being here. Coming up, Shenandoah. We love Shenandoah. If I had 2 dozen roses and a little they're coming in. We'll hang out with them in a little bit. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I heard you recently. You got on Amy's friend's boyfriend to defend himself, who was accused of spending all day watching Pirates of the Caribbean and Looney Tunes instead of working. I have a similar situation, except there is no misunderstanding. My boyfriend is obsessed with the show Bluey. For those who don't know, it's an animated show about an adventurous blue healer puppy named Bluey who lives with a mom, dad, and sister. The thing is, we don't have kids. It started when he saw on TikTok that adults enjoy the show too, and he watched every episode on Disney Plus. He also follows the show on Instagram and is planning on buying the Bluey video game that comes out next month. Mm. He's not hurting anyone. There are worse things that you can be into, but I'm worried he's reverting to his childhood. How do I have a conversation with my 30-year-old boyfriend that is a turnoff? That he is obsessed with a show made for kids. Signed, girlfriend of an adult Bluey fan.
Get him, Bones.
Well, I think if this manifests itself into like Bluey role play, that's different. And that's when it should stop. It's okay right now. If he just likes Bluey the cartoon and he's watching it, it's not hurting anything, and it's not like he is losing time with you because he has to go sneak off and watch Bluey, then it's okay. It really is okay. You may not be comfortable with it. You may be turned off by it. It could be even an ick. But still, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. Just watch him. Just watch him more.
Make sure it doesn't get worse.
Just watch, you know, just see what's up. See if it's a gateway drug.
Right, right.
You know
your recent breakthrough in therapy? Remember about...
My recent breakthrough is my therapist says, hey, you're doing a lot of stuff now for work that you enjoy because you're finding things where you could feel like a kid. You never got to feel like a kid.
Boom.
Yeah, like with too much access.
Okay.
Like that's your fun football show, but also now part of your career. Maybe this is him, something from his childhood is connected to this, and he's connecting with his inner child.
And my statement is, let him be. Paul McCartney said it best, let him be, let him be, let him be.
And then ultimately, if you're not a total...
Still watch his internet history, let him be.
If she's not ultimately attracted to it and she can't get over it, then I don't know what to say about
that. Yeah, it's fine. People watch The Simpsons.
SpongeBob.
I love The Simpsons. Adult, but still a cartoon. SpongeBob, awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Bluey, whatever.
I don't watch Bluey, but a lot of these cartoons, too, have some humor for adults in there because a lot of parents have to watch this with their kids.
Yeah, Bluey is funny, has adult entertainment.
It's him.
Lunchbox.
It's Lunchbox's wife.
No. But my kids like Bluey, and so I watch Bluey, and there is actual funny stuff.
See?
Like real life.
There we go.
But if you don't have kids, you shouldn't be watching
it.
Well, and maybe... It's his relaxing show. He doesn't have to think too much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just saying, let him do it until you find other weird stuff, then move away. But if this is all it is, you're good. All right, thank you. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know, we're a big Shenandoah show. Love Shenandoah. Church on Cumberland Road.
Church on the Cumberland Road.
1989, that's number one for them. Two Dozen Roses.
If I had two.
1989, number one for them. Sunday in the South.
I can almost hear my mama pray. Oh, Lord, forgive us.
I got so many number ones, but they're coming in now. Let's talk to them. Here they are, Marty and Mike from Shenandoah.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Shenandoah.
All right, this is cool for us, especially when we get to bring in, you know, musical influences, legends. Here he comes. No, you don't come in yelling, Roll Tide. Come in. Come in and sit down over here. Come in yelling, Roll Tide. You come into my house and pee on the floor. That's what just happened there.
Wow. I guess you wore that just for us today.
No, I wear it every day. But I'm also jealous that you get to yell, Roll Tide. I don't want to yell, Roll Tide, but I'm jealous that you guys have
You can yell it.
No, I refuse.
You could.
Yeah. Hey. Come on in.
Hey, everybody.
Good to see you.
Hello.
Yeah, have a seat over here. Yeah, everything's great. Do you have ears in?
Peace, love, Donnie Osmond.
Yes. Hey, you didn't yell Roll Tide. We appreciate that.
You see he's got his...
Yeah, Mike comes in and starts yelling Roll Tide immediately.
Yeah, well, I saw your shirt from through the glass window over there, so...
Yeah, you can't miss it. Big and red.
That's right.
So how are we doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Yeah. Grab that microphone right there, Marty. Right there behind you. Right at your butt. There it is. Back again, looking better than ever. So got the...
Hey, I was just looking at a picture of us last time we did this show. I bet you we've lost 200 pounds between the two of us. Seriously.
You too?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, use that mic. You gotta talk in the mic. We're on the air.
Yeah, Mars, you're safe.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I was in a commercial.
No way, commercial. We're on the air here.
No, I'm sorry about that. Sorry, folks. I forgot that.
Now he's like funny and he's like charming and hilarious.
No, actually, I thought we were at a commercial. But no, I did. In the green room, Mike said 250, and I thought that sounded more like it. I've lost 137. So.
And I've lost 73.
Really?
So. Yeah.
Yeah. 63, just going in the wrong direction, bro.
And how do you feel?
Oh, I feel fantastic.
Would you consider, Marty, would you consider your haircut still to be a mullet?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I ever had a mullet.
But
it's
like long,
not cut like a mullet.
Okay, it's not short. Maybe it's not short enough on top, but it definitely goes back. You could pin it and do a little ponytail. I've not seen. Maybe would you say that's a mullet?
He could do that.
I see it as mullet-ish to me. It has vibes.
But it's true. It's definitely mullet-ish.
Mullet-ish.
Yeah, he's got mullet-ish.
It's more of a mole.
He's a mullet-ish.
Mike, you're saying you got basically the same haircut.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you guys have, that's what I like, though. Yeah, it's the same.
We have the same barber.
You're not being anything you aren't.
Yeah. No, no, no.
We have the same barber.
Yeah, I mean, the same gal that cuts my hair today, same gal that cut my hair years ago.
Wow.
Well, you know, you went through a time there, Mark, where you had it all cut off short.
You guys real hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to pull it?
If you do that. People think my hair's fake all the time. I got to grab it and be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So Shenandoah's here, which, by the way, let's talk new for a second. I got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
Okay.
But let's do this because I want to play the song first. Obviously, we love Two Dozen Roses, 1989, the original. If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night. Love it. But then you guys did it again, but you did it with Luke Combs. How did this whole thing come about, and how did you get Luke on it?
We started getting texts from people going, hey, man, have you seen me and Luke Combs doing Two Dozen Roses
live? He was already covering it.
Yeah, in the show.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And to be honest with you, Two Dozen Roses has become so popular. We knew before too long somebody was gonna redo it
and just cover it.
Somebody was gonna cover it. And before it was all over, then we would lose it. You know,
because well,
I mean that's what happens.
So you did it.
Yeah, we did. So
we just figured, man, look, let's see if Luke won't want to do it. So I started texting Luke back and forth, and we started the dialogue, and before it was all over with, that's what happened. He got in the studio, and we kind of followed up.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Did you know there's a Guinness World Record for being the longest social studies teacher ever? Like having a career in that field?
No, but you gotta be really old though, huh?
Well, Paul Duritz, he's been awarded the Guinness World Record for his 53-year teaching career for social studies specifically.
I think Mr. Tollison had that much. He just didn't probably go to
social long.
Studies.
Wait, who's that?
I mean, that's great. 50 years in anything, especially teaching, it's awesome. Mr. Tollison was my social studies teacher.
Oh, okay.
Keith. He taught.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
He taught me, a generation below. He ended up teaching my sister.
That's
he might
tell
my sister's kids. He was there for a long time. I'm not even, he still might be teaching. I don't know.
Oh.
He used to do a thing where he would, it's funny because he was just like a quirky guy, but a good teacher. But he would scratch his ear. Let's say he was scratching his left ear. He wouldn't do it on purpose, but he'd scratch his left ear with his right arm and go over his head and scratch it.
Like no, that. He did that on purpose.
Nope. And then he'd do nothing where he'd tie his shoe. He'd put his shoe up in the chair to tie it, but then tie the one on the ground. Mr. Tollison, man.
Nah, he's messing with
you.
No,
I'm done.
Wow.
Mr. Tollison, man. But what's this guy's name again?
Paul Duritz. He's 76 years old, and he started teaching social studies at Woodland Middle School.
Did he break someone's record, or did he set it because he made it up?
He made it up.
In 1970.
He's
like, listen, I don't know if he took it.
That's great. I love it. He talked 50
title
years.
From someone.
That's
but
pretty cool.
I mean, he says, keep working on what you love to do in life. Keep at it.
Yeah, I agree with that. He's a good man there. All right, shout out Mr. Tollison. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go, you're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's
groceries, or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Go! On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Shenandoah.
What song you think gets the biggest crowd singing, chanting reaction? Church on Cumberland Road?
Mm-mm, Two Dozen Roses.
Oh, it does?
Oh, yeah.
That easy, huh?
They sang it from the beginning to the end, too. They don't just sing the choruses.
Is it because, though, that song is a little slower and you can hear words more?
Who knows?
Is I don't know. I guess this is my answer, so I wanted that to be the answer. Cumberland Road.
Yeah, it's Cumberland Road.
Whoa!
The one.
Do they do that? Whoa!
They do that. God, very loudly. Awesome.
Where do you play Cumberland Road in your set?
Last song we do. And two Dozen Roses right in front of it.
Oh,
so.
Leave
it with a bang.
What do you start with? What's the first song?
Next to You, Next to Me.
Dang.
Oh.
Ain't no place damn. That I'd rather be next to you, next to me. Do you get annoyed people sing your songs back to you like that?
It's awesome when they sing it back.
No, like us now when we're like not even asking you questions. We're just singing songs at you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know what I like at the end of the song where it goes, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you.
Next to me.
That's my part. I like that one, too. Yeah.
Big harmony there.
All right, there they are. Shenandoah, everybody. All right, thank you.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey, so you guys are touring like crazy.
We've always toured like crazy.
I hear you.
We never slow down.
But again, you're still touring like crazy. You have like 50 more dates this year, I was looking, or something like that. Like, why? Do you feel more comfortable on the road than at home?
No. You know, it's just really kind of, man, this thing's just really, you know, taken off. You know, I'd left the band for about 17 years, and then when I came back, I figured if we was going to do it, you know, when me and Mike talked about, you know, putting the wheels back on this thing, if we were going to do it, you know, if we hadn't said everything we wanted to say and we wanted to make sure that we got the music out there and put on the shows that we wanted to do, then man, let's do everything in the world we can to make that happen.
Why'd you guys stop?
They didn't stop. I mean, I left.
But at, you know, all of you together are you guys. So why did you guys stop for a while? Why'd you stop, Marty?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of mine was burnt out. You know, man, I mean, you think we were working a lot now. I mean, we were like mercenaries.
Mm. Oh, we've still got T-shirts that says, I survived 310 days with Shenandoah. The first year we were out, we did 310 days away from home. Not that many shows, but we were gone from home.
Yeah, I should say we were gone from home.
That's basically the same. It's travel day, still out on the road
day. That's right.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, man, after about 10 or 11 years of that, I mean, that was just enough. That was enough for me. I was kind of burnt out.
And then why get back in? Did you miss it? Did you miss Mike? Mike's caress or what?
Not really.
No.
No, tell you the truth, I'd had a little bluegrass band, and you know, my brother Tim and I had did the Butterfly Kisses thing for a little bit, and we just...
What do you mean Butterfly Kisses thing? Bob Carlisle song, Butterfly Kisses?
Yeah, my brother Tim and I, you know, we had it out. In fact, we're the ones who got the Grammy on it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Butterfly Kisses.
I'm going to...
Butterfly Kisses.
Yeah. Bob Carlisle sang it, but I'm going to be ignorant here, and I'm okay admitting that.
Yeah, it was the country version got the Grammy.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you guys, sucker. Well, you should have sang the country, you know what I mean? So you sang that.
So anyway, it was in 97, I think. Huh. In 97. But anyway, the thing about it is, we had talked about several years before then, you know, putting the wheels back on it, you know, but we just didn't feel like the timing was right.
Did you feel like with the overwhelming resurgence and popularity of 90s country that when you guys hit and went back out again that it was the audience was going to be there for you?
No, you know, to be honest, we were so ignorant to that at that point. No, we didn't have a clue in the world what 90s music meant at that time. I mean, we really seriously didn't. That was 9 years ago. We had no idea that what 90s music meant whatsoever. I mean, we just felt like, you know, they was still something to say, and we believed we could say it. There was another tune out there that we could cut, you know, that would be, you know, a smash. And we're in the studio right now. Well, we've actually finished up. We're waiting on a couple vocals to be done. We just cut a killer with Alison Krauss.
Somewhere in the Vicinity of the Heart?
Oh, no. No, this is a brand new one.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just... I mean, it will absolutely rail the lumber.
I don't know what that means, Marty. Rail the lumber.
Yeah, that means it's
feels it, like it hurts.
It's, I think it's
you're railing my lumber. I don't feel good.
It does kind of sound like it.
Yeah, like make you emotional.
Killer.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, it's very much. It's a love song. I mean, and it really is. I mean, it's another Vicinity of the Heart, and I Want to Be Loved Like That all together in one. You know, and it's just, I mean, it's just got a lot of, it's good. It's a good tune.
When's that coming out?
When we hear it, yeah.
Well, I don't know when it's coming out. I have no idea.
You can do it like 10 seconds up for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, sing it like 10 seconds.
No, I can't do that
okay,
either.
Okay, see, he's not giving it to us here. Okay, that's okay. You don't go to jail or what? Music jail? I've been there. It ain't fun. So, speaking of rail and lumber, if Bubba can dance, rail my lumber. Is that how you say it?
Railed my yeah.
I don't think you should say that.
Railing lumber is what that is, and that's really actually not vulgar at all. It just means
no. I know.
You know, it's bringing the timber. You know, it's
exactly
like, you know, bringing in the mail, carrying the mail.
Absolutely, and Bubba can dance. Works, brought man, my timber.
It. Yeah, you know, you got it. Hey, there
Bubba
it is.
Bubba can
man.
Dance. I can too.
Yeah.
Do you
really like that song?
Heck yeah! Are you kidding me? Awesome. Do you not?
You know, me and Marty wrote that song. With Bob McDill, of course.
Yeah, well, why would I not like that song? I love that song.
On TV and yeah. Ordered that video. Yeah. And see, that's one of the reasons
I met
why.
Metronome on you.
I think that's the tempo, yeah. Too.
Mm-hmm. Mike,
yeah, that's
know.
It.
Yeah, I'm, I got it.
You got it.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Finish your story there. Bob, we can dance.
Anyway, that the tempo on that, it's yeah. It's a four on the floor. It's that addictive beat that it's that underlying thing that people get and you know when you did that I mean that's what attracts a lot of people to tempo songs.
You know, that song almost didn't get written.
Why?
We were actually writing with Bob McDill. We'd written all afternoon with Bob. We had to leave that afternoon going somewhere on the road and we had to catch the bus, and we'd been writing all afternoon and hadn't hit on anything, and Bob, we'd already put our guitars in the cases and getting ready to go, and Bob said, "Hey man, you guys came out of Muscle Shoals and those bars down there." He said, "I've been seeing on these country music TV shows, people doing all these line dances and stuff like that." He said, are people really doing that in these bars?" And I just said, "I don't know how they're doing it everywhere else, Bob, but, you know, the place we were at, there was two guys, and I can't remember. One of them's name was Buddy something, and the other guy I can't remember. But they knew how to do all the – they knew how to twirl the girls. They get out there on the dance floor, and they could, you know, do all the dance. It wasn't line dances.
But anyway, there would be girls literally standing on the side of the stage waiting for the song to be over so they could go out and get them to dance with them. And so anyway, Bob said, well, that's pretty interesting. And he said, let me run to the restroom real quick, and then we'll go. So he goes to the bathroom, and he comes back in and said, hey, you know what? I've got an idea on what you were just saying about those two guys. He said, I got a song title. And we said, what is it? And he said, if Bubba can dance, I can too. And he said, well, make those guys be Bubba. And so we got our guitars out, and we wrote the first verse and chorus and had to go. And then Bob wrote the last verse by himself. But,
It gave me confidence.
I mean, if he hadn't asked
Bubba
that
can
question,
dance, I feel like I can too. You know, one of my idiot friends is doing something, it's not even just about dancing. Like, if one of my buddies can do, why can't I not try it? You guys don't even know what you motivated. I wouldn't be here without that song.
Well, you know, it's funny how things turn about. It just kind of depends on, you know, how you want to handle anything in life, I reckon.
And you want to rail some lumber? Freaking go to town. Rail the lumber. Mike, how's drama coming?
Good. I just bought me a new set of DWs, man. I love them.
I don't know what that means.
It's a brand.
Oh, is that a good brand?
I love them. Yeah. To me, that's the cat's meow.
Again.
Wow.
You never heard of the cat's meow?
Does that mean like it's...
They're the best.
Okay.
The bee's knees.
Yeah. Got it. So...
We're going to have to bring y'all a book of Shenandoahisms.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder if we would have named our band something different, people would have an easier time spelling it?
Probably, yeah. I've seen it spelled every way it can be spelled. Mm-hmm. On the marquee, too. I mean...
What's really good is when somebody goes, can you tell me where Shannon's at?
Oh, yeah.
Shenandoah?
Yeah.
That's
we still get that. People are knocking on the door of the bus, and is Shannon up there?
Yeah, I want to talk to Shannon. Tell him he knows me.
And Shannon's a dude, obviously. Yeah. You guys, Muscle Shoals, growing up with that music culture around you, can you like hear that old blues like in your recordings from like the 90s? Like, did any of that rub off into your country music?
You know, I think one of the greatest things that when we started doing what we were doing. You know, Jim Seals came from a background of rock and roll and real soulful stuff. You know, Stan came from a jazz perspective, and Ralph was as well. And Memphis Delta blues coming out of bluegrass. Mike and myself, we grew up around bluegrass music and a lot of the soul that was in bluegrass music. It really helped a lot, and I think it kind of there was a like a forging of a lot of that was all put together that came together. It's kind of like the Man of Constant Sorrow cut, you know. It sounds like right off the press of Ralph and Carter Stanley. Oh, I am a man of constant sorrow. You know, and it's just, you know, where people actually, you know, they heard the hurt in what they were singing about. And, of course, up through the Appalachia, you know, there was a lot of that went on. There was a lot of coal mining that went on and not safe coal mining and then just a hard way of living. And people took to that, and it meant a lot to them. And when people would write songs that would be local songs that were there that just for people to listen to, they didn't do it for any industry. The stuff that they would write was, you know, they were singing to one another because it, you know, everybody identified with it. Everybody knew what they were talking about. It was like parables, you know.
Whenever I hear you talk about bluegrass, and you can tell me I'm completely wrong, but the lick, you know, Church on Cumberland Road, like it's almost like a bluegrassy lick in the guitar part there because it's so fast, you know. Any of that bluegrass experience affect your guitar playing? With some of the way you play guitar?
Well, it does. I mean, Jim and Mike would always make fun that the way that I would play rhythm, but, you know, the only way I knew how to play rhythm was to keep time, you know, and it may not be on the stroke that where they felt like it needed to be, but, you know, I just kind of felt like it, you know. And for some tunes, it didn't fit, you know, but to me it did, you know.
Like Sunday in the South didn't fit, maybe?
No, Sunday in the South fit well.
Well, I'm wrong again. This is stupid. I'm stupid. And we're going to go ahead and go. All right, there they are. Shannon and Doa have been here, and they've been a really great guest. So, quickly, you guys have – I'm going to just promote these shows real quick. Get tickets at shenandoahband.com. But Georgia, Tennessee, Midland, Texas, Clinton, Tennessee, Bowling Green, Kentucky. I would spend money to go watch you guys. And yeah. We don't spend. No. I'm not giving you money now. If you need a loan, we can talk interest rates. But okay. But it's like, you guys are awesome. And you were a big part of me musically growing up. But you're also still good now. And that's what's really cool, to see you guys out still like performing at a level that's just fun. Like you guys and Brooks and Dunn. Like I can see both of you guys perform and feel like I'm still there, but also enjoy what's happening now.
Well, you know, the thing that we always try to do, Bobby, and we've always tried to do it. You know, look, you know, people have spent a little bit of money to come see us, and we appreciate that. And, you know, actually, we were hired to entertain people. And we like it when folks, you know, sing and they sing along and have a good time and clap their hands and hoop and holler and that kind of stuff. And if we can get them to that spot and people, you know, really enjoy themselves and they sing along, you know, at the end of the evening, whether it's 90 minutes or 2 hours, depending on however long we play. But at the end of that 90 minutes or 2 hours, at the end of the evening, they feel like they were a part of a show instead of just sitting and witnessing one. You know, look, I've been to shows that I actually liked a lot, but there wasn't a whole lot of entertainment in it. You know, who I went to go see, they did what I wanted them to do, and I enjoyed it. But there wasn't a lot of entertainment in it, you know. And that's their groove. That's the way they do it. But, you know, as far as what we do, it's real high energy, and we try to get folks involved in what we're doing, like I say. And we love it when people do. It's been coming away pretty good here of late. You know, the crowds have gotten absolutely humongous. You know, we're still chasing the dream. That's what we're doing. We're still railing the lumber.
Me too. I'm railing it right now.
Yeah.
That's not what you're doing.
If I go, oh! Do that.
Oh!
No, you're not doing it right.
Oh!
Oh! Yeah, that's better. That's better than that. I never knew the mother loved me so hard. You know that song?
I don't.
I'm singing your song.
Must not be singing
it. Yeah, it is.
He just rewrote the lyrics.
Bobby didn't give me much to go on,
he
bro.
Just rewrote
you get to come back to the church on the Cumberland Road. Bam, bam, bam. You ever heard that one?
Yeah, we've been rocking all night, but don't you know you got to get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
Bam, down, 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 down. I wrote that one. Me and Jimmy Dickey, 1964. Look, everybody go watch Shenandoah. I love these guys. That's why I can sit here and give them a hard time, because I enjoy their music, but also enjoy them as people. What I want to say before we leave here is, one, check out the new song. We can't wait for the new music. You let us know when it's done.
I will.
Back in, you know, 90s, 2000s, whatever, I have friends that I have really healthy rivalries with, that I am that's my dude, but I'm also, we're rivals. We're competing. Do you have any rivalries with any country artists?
I don't know that we have
any. Your contemporary, your peers. You got awfully quiet.
I was thinking.
And I was too. I think the good thing about what we've been able to do is, you know, we just always seem to have a good relationship with, you know, with everybody.
Little Texas, you ever want to fight those guys?
Oh, no. We used to beat their butts every day.
Boom, that's what I'm talking about. That's all I need, and we're out of here, baby. Just kidding. Hey, look, the Revival Tour, shenandoahband.com. Get that new music done. Let us know.
We will.
Seriously, you guys go to these shows.
I wasn't kidding about that. When we get it done, I'll personally bring it.
Well, you know.
I know y'all said you were playing in Midland. You say that was a date, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so.
I'm going to do that to every answer.
Anytime I hear, you know, Mama Knows, you know, Mama Knows, your song, that I.
Sometimes they don't know their songs. I sang it perfectly to them. They didn't know it.
Right? That's one of my favorite songs
Mine
ever.
Too.
And.
Well,
it,
what?
It,
Mama
so,
Knows, Mama Knows.
Yes. Yep. And anytime I hear it, it takes me right back to Midland, Odessa, to Big Daddy's Catfish and Chicken, because I went there for spring break 1 year, and I worked, as a hostess, and that's where I go every single time in my mind whenever I hear it.
Music's funny like that, isn't it?
Isn't
you can hear
it?
A song and boom, you're
right back.
And you're railing lumber before you even know it.
Yeah.
I think Hugh Presswood, honest and truly, said it best. A song remembers when.
Yeah.
And it literally can transform and take you back to places that you never thought it would, and all of a sudden you'll hear something, and bam, you're right in the same, even the same smell.
No, I smell the hush puppies, yeah.
That's
what
I'm saying, even the same smell, mm-hmm. You know. I'd love to have some chicken fingers right now.
I'd love to just have some lunch right now.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to grab some. So here's the thing. Set me up. I'm going to play a church on Cumberland Road. Tell me a story. What? When I say tell me a story about Church on Cumberland Road, the song, performing it, what story comes to mind first?
Winona Judd told me at the TNN Viewers of Choice, Viewer Choice Awards, we'd had that, and then we'd had, I think, Two Dozen Roses, Sunday and Saturday. Anyway, so we were performing. And she said, "You know, are y'all going to do Church on Cumberland Road?" And I said, "No, I think we're going to do I Want to Be Loved Like That." She goes, "You know, Church on Cumberland Road was pitched to us. We knew that wasn't for us." And I thought to myself, "No, that don't sound like a Judge tune to me." Anyway, I said, "Man, I'm glad y'all passed on it." You know,
that's crazy.
Seriously, that I'll think of that sometimes, and that's what comes to mind.
And what about Next to You, Next to Me? What comes to mind when I say Next to You, Next to Me? What story or idea or memory?
Well, I know that we never had a fiddle in the band up until that point. And, you know, coming out of bluegrass music, you know, I thought, you know, man, it sure would be nice. My daddy was a fiddle player. I mean, it sure would be nice if we had a little fiddle. And plus Mark O'Connor fiddled it. And, man, son, he could, you know, He can carry the mail too. Anyway, but you know, by the time we got done with that, and you hear all the fiddle licks on it, man, it was just, man, you'd think, man, surely to goodness, man, this is, you know, the song's already there. The fiddle just kind of put the icing on the cake.
Man, I don't always like icing, but that cake I liked a lot. Yeah, super good to see you guys. See you soon. Keep killing it. We love you.
Thank you, Bob. And appreciate you having me.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Good to see you. There they are. Shando, everybody. Yeah. Here's a voicemail from last night or the night before.
Bobby, I just want to say thank you. I'm an idiot, and I dragged my husband to the casino Friday night to go to your show, only to find out that we were a week early. Whoopsie. So instead of going to your show, we decided to stay and gamble some, and I won $500. So thanks to you. I'm a big winner. I wouldn't have gambled otherwise.
That's funny. I will not take credit for that, because if anyone else did that, they're probably going to lose. I don't want to take credit, because I don't want to take blame if it happened the other way.
Correct.
But yeah, the show is Friday night in Tulsa. It's sold out. There are no tickets left. But that's hilarious. They went a week early.
That's like, way off.
That's way off. Thank you, though. Really looking forward to that show. We'll be in Louisville coming up, too, in the next month or so. That's really the only show you can buy tickets to. The rest are sold out, but appreciate that. All right, let's do a morning corny voicemail from Jennifer in Oklahoma City.
What happens when you touch Dwayne Johnson's butt? You hit rock bottom.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, there's a pilot, and I don't know if he's genius or this is a waste of time, but he founded something called Dial a Pilot, and it gives nervous passengers a chance to book a 15-minute call with him, and he calms their nerves.
That is amazing.
Right.
While he's flying?
No.
I don't think he's flying. I hope not, because then it's not as amazing.
A little distracted.
No. But he assures
that's
them
great.
The
99 cents a minute
is very safe.
$5 a call? What is he charging? I'm trying to call right now. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know the cost. You'll have to Google Dial a Pilot. And he says that if you want to, you know, not feel like a lot of movement in the plane, sit at the wing. We've heard that before.
Why don't we just get him on the show? Can we call Dial a Pilot and get this guy on?
We'd have to pay for that.
His name's Kyle.
I put it on my company card.
Each call is 15 minutes long and costs $50.
What? Wow.
Hey, but here's the thing. We don't want to pay. It's promotion.
Yeah, we'll get it for free.
I would love to talk to this guy. I think this is a great idea.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, what else?
Well, he said, try to get a window seat to keep your eyes on the horizon, especially during takeoff. So, I don't know, I just thought it was super cool of him. And I also saw this poll, speaking of flying, the worst thing you can do on a plane, the
poop.
Worst.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, that's probably what, that's
no,
it.
No, that's not the worst.
Take your shoes off.
Nope. It's any personal grooming, like if you clip your fingernails.
Ugh.
Like, that's what people say.
Oh, it's the worst
disgusting.
For everybody else.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, clipping nails, painting nails, anything
eating tuna.
Like that.
Yeah, ugh. Onions.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of eating smells that are bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all trying
to get...
Bringing
a baby that won't stop crying.
That's for sure.
A bad mood baby, yes.
We're all trying to get a better night's sleep, and the latest sleep hack that's trending on TikTok is called, like, lettuce water, and you drink it before bed.
Yeah, this is just people messing with you guys.
Is it though?
It's literally just people messing with
it
you.
It sounds disgusting, but people swear by it. All you have to do is boil water, add romaine lettuce to it, and let it steep for 10 minutes, and then you drink the liquid. So, anyway.
Is that lettuce?
There's no harm in trying.
Industrial Group of America, the one that, that put this out?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Okay.
Yeah, pretty gross. So Reba was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and he did a game with her called Textual Behavior, where you go through, like, your text messages, what it's like to communicate with people. And Dolly Parton came up, and she said, oh, yeah, no, Dolly doesn't text.
Dolly does not text.
She does not. Does she email?
No.
Really?
No.
So you only can get a hold of her on the landline?
Fax.
Wow.
No.
Fax?
Really?
Fax? Really? You can only fax her.
I don't have her telephone number. And I asked Kenny Rogers one time, I said, do you have Dolly's number? He said, no.
I can vouch that you can't call Dolly.
Really?
You can send a fax to Dolly's fax machine. I don't even know if it's in her house. Or you can call Dolly's people.
They weren't joking about the fax machine?
No, not at all.
That's crazy.
She still has a fax machine at her house.
And I kind of picture it, like, I think she seems like the type that would like handwritten stuff, and she can handwrite it out and fax it on over.
No, you just type it and fax it.
No.
Yeah, listen, that's supposedly what word on the street is. She still has a fax machine. That's what she uses.
So you just write Dolly, call me, and then fax it to her. But she won't call you.
She'll just fax you back. Yeah. It's like Bill Murray. You can't get a hold of him. There's just one phone.
Wow.
That you call and you leave a message. And then maybe he hears it, maybe he doesn't.
Oh.
Have you not heard that?
No.
Yeah, you can't get a hold of Bill Murray. Just leave a message at this random number. That's so cool. I wish I had that.
You can start doing that.
And I kind of do, but it's my own number. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Angela lives in Pittsburgh and has some disabilities that makes it hard for her to take care of her yard. And so the weeds are getting out of control, and the city of Pittsburgh kept giving her a fine. Hey, got to maintain your yard. Another fine. And she's like, look, I can't do it. I'm disabled. So she finally went to the news, and the news did a story. It was like, oh, this lady keeps getting fined. Look at her yard. She needs help. And people in the community, they came out and they helped. And they cleaned up her entire yard. Boom. Cutting the grass. Ripping out the weeds. Redoing everything.
It's nice. Nice in the news to do that, too. When you worked at the news, Eddie, would you guys look for good news stories ever?
Yeah, always.
Like, to balance out?
Yeah. I mean, the news station I worked at, News 8 Austin at the time, it was all about positive news more than like the bad news. Of course, if there was like a car accident, a bad one, we'd have to cover it. But yeah, we would... Dude, we did news stories on like trees all the time. Like, look at this tree. It's 150 years old.
When you wrecked a news van, were you covering a positive story?
No. I wrecked the news van coming back from lunch.
Oh. So you took the news van to lunch?
Yeah, man. I lived in the news van. That was my car. I was like a cop, you know, like always in the...
You weren't like a cop, but okay,
go ahead.
Did
you take your news van helmet night?
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. I mean, I'd go play golf with Bobby in the news van.
I guess you always have to be ready.
I bet they thought at the golf course the news was covering something there, huh?
And so someone tried to wave you out, like, it's clear, then you pulled out and someone nailed you?
Yeah, I was in the middle lane turning left, and there were two lanes, you know, that come in ongoing traffic or whatever, and somebody said, hey, you're good to go, and somebody was on the other lane coming. Boom, T-boned me.
If I'd have been the car that said go ahead and go, I got out of their car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
They didn't stick around. They were gone.
Well, that's a great story, though. Love it. Appreciate that. Everybody stepping up for their neighbors. That's cool. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.